Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by Lock Elliot Ferryman. How are you, Elliot?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself, Andrew?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Right, you started the club's narrow 19-11 home Swaylet Cup defeat to Bedwas last weekend. Despite the defeat, how pleased were you with the performance of the team?
Very pleased. I think we played really, really well. We came out of the blocks slow in the first 20, but after that I think we dominated the game and I think we should have won the game in the end. I think we'd had any more time, I think we would have pushed them very close. So, yeah, very pleased.
Absolutely. Right. Did the performance give the squad the belief that if you were to achieve promotion this season, you could thrive in the Premiership?
100%. We talked about it after the game and we're not far away at all. I think we compete with most teams in the Premiership. And we are waiting to be there next year, I think, and we will get there.
And you played 5 competitive matches for the club so far this season. How pleased have you been with your own form?
I've had a run of games now, so I am really pleased and feel like I'm getting better every week. There's still a lot more to come. I've still got a lot more to prove. I keep working hard, I'm sure I'll get even better.
Does the competition spur you on?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of competition, especially this year with more locks being there than last year. I think it's brilliant for the club, so yeah.
So it's definitely an improvement that you're not necessarily guaranteed a starting spot?
Yeah, definitely. It makes you want to work harder. Gym, training, everything outside of rugby itself, eating wise and stuff like that, just to improve and make sure you're on the team every week.
Right, you're only 22, which is still very young for a lock. What areas do you believe your game has improved in this season?
Definitely in set piece, line out and scrum. With Louis and Slug, working with them, just small techniques, but as a unit as well, I think we've improved massively from last year. So that would be the main point.
And is there any areas that you're still looking to improve on again?
Yeah, we're always looking to improve. My physicality, I'd like to improve on even more. Even though I'm a big lad, I'd like to be start hitting people harder and get a bit bigger, and also my speed. Work on my speed and my fitness. I think that's all you can always be improving on that. So,
right, your next 2 games are against teams in the bottom half of the table in Llanharan and Newcastle Emlyn. What sort of challenge are you expecting from those 2 teams?
Every game's a challenge, whether you're playing bottom or top. They'll come with a lot of dog, a lot of spirit because they're fighting down there for relegation. But we'll be the same. We'll be fighting for the top spot. And we need to start looking up instead of down, and we need to make sure we get 5 points from both games.
So do you feel safe in the top 4 at all, or do you think they're still...
No, we're never safe. It's 5 teams now. It looks like it'll be going right at it all the way down to the finish. But we got to make sure we just take game by game and make sure we do our jobs. We can't worry about anyone else. So.
And talking about the games to come, you now have 11 league games left in this season. A running that will contain matchups against Merthyr, Bargoed and RGC twice. Is that an exciting prospect as the promotion race heats up?
Very exciting. We're playing the top 3 teams here, along with Swansea, who we've played twice. We've got to make sure we win every game. If we win every game, we know we are going to go up. So as long as we beat everyone else, I can't see us having a problem. We've matched everyone this season, so can't see why not.
Have you let yourself think about promotion yet, or is it something you have to keep out of your mind?
Keep out of our mind, I think. I think if we get too far ahead of ourselves, things could go wrong. As I said before, game by game, and then we go from there.
Right, great. Thank you very much, and thank you for your contribution today.
Thank you for interviewing. Thank you.